إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، once again I welcome all of you. We continue tonight reading from شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث, the explanation of the book عقيدة السلف, the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith, of Imam Abi Uthman al-Sabuni رحمه الله, the explanation of our noble Shaykh شيخ ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. Within the chapter in which the Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله mentioned that from the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة that they believe that إيمان, الإيمان قول وعمل, يزيد وينقص, يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية, that from the belief and the aqidah and the creed of the Salaf, أصحاب الحديث, أهل السنة والجماعة, that they believe from their aqidah that iman is statements and actions, and it increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. In the previous class, Shaykh Rabiha wa ta'ala mentioned and brought the adillah beside that which Imam al-Sabuni has brought from the adillah that iman increases and that iman is not the same. The people are not on the same level when it comes to iman. And the adilla that iman is actions and statements, not just the belief in the heart or just statements like the al-jahmiya, what they say is al-ma'rifa faqat, only knowing Allah, that's iman. Without statements, with no actions, it's still okay with them, this is the jahmiya. And then you have murji'at al-fuqaha, where they say that iman is a ma'rifah, you know Allah, but also you say it with your tongue, and no actions, and the actions are not a part of iman. But from the adilla that the Shaykh he mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, that iman, action is a part of iman, are from iman. Now we continue. The Shaykh mentioned ومن الأدلة على نقصانه, أي نقصان الإيمان, أن الإيمان ينقص, لأن هذا هو تعريف الإيمان. تعريف الإيمان عند أهل السنة والجماعة أنه ينقص, اعتقاد بالقلب وقول باللسان وعمل القلب والجوارح, يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. That إيمان, the definition of أهل السنة والجماعة, and of course this is in accordance to what's found in the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, that iman is a conviction in the heart, and it is a statement by the tongue and the action of the heart and the limbs. It increases with obedience, of course, by obeying the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger, and iman also decreases by disobedience. It doesn't stay the same. Now he says from the adilla, from the proofs, that also iman decreases. Because until this point the Shaykh was talking, he mentioned some of the adilla, and the adilla are many, kathira jiddan, that iman increases. Al-adilla kathira ala ziyadat al-iman. Now he's going to mention, and he's going to talk about that iman decreases as well. From the أدلة أحاديث الشفاعة, فأحاديث الشفاعة كما مر معنا لو تذكرون باب عن الشفاعة. If you remember, we have a chapter on shafa'a, on the intercession. They also want to point out the aqidah that Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe in the shafa'a. They believe in the intercession. So the Shaykh, he used that, he says, the ahadith of the shafa'a, the ahadith that deals with the intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are proof to this point. Because in them, it mentioned that iman decreases. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ عِنْدَهُمْ مِقْدَارُ دِينَارِ يعني من الناس مَنْ يَكُونُ إِيمَانُهُمْ مِقْدَارَ دِينَارُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يَبْقَى عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا مِقْدَارَ نِصْفَ دِينَارُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يَبْقَى عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ إِلَى آخِرِهِ. In those narrations, if you remember, and if you go back to those chapters of the Shafa'ah, you will find those narrations in which the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that certain people in Yawm al-Qiyamah will have the iman in the weight of a dinar, others half of a dinar, others their iman is like, it weighs like an atom or a small ant, as it is mentioned in those narrations. فالإذن فالإيمان يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فالإيمان ينقص بسبب المعاصي والذنوب منهم من لا يبقى معه إلا أدنى 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 مثقال ذرة من إيمان. So إيمان, faith, decreases with disobedience to Allah. Sins, not because of money. If somebody have less money, he has less إيمان. No, doesn't work like that. It's the ma'asi, the dhunub, the sins, and acts of disobedience to Allah and to His Messenger ﷺ, these are the ones that decrease the iman. These are the ones that takes away from iman. So much so that certain people, they have a little bit of iman. They will have little amount of iman. So much so that certain people will have nothing but an atom weight or a small ant of weight of iman. قال فالقرآن دل على الزيادة والسنة دلت على النقصان بل من القرآن ما يدل على النقصان أيضا وهو قول الله تعالى في سورة فاطر ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه. قال الشيخ ربيع هذا ناقص الإيمان, يظلم نفسه, هو ناقص الإيمان. ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات. فقسم الله تبارك وتعالى في هذه الآية المؤمنين الذين أورثهم الله هذا الكتاب, هذا الكتاب إلى ظالم لنفسه وهم العصاة لأن إيمانهم ناقص. ومنهم مقتصد متوسط وهذا هو الذي يؤدي الواجبات ويجتنب المحرمات. ومنهم سابق بالخيرات وهم الذين يقومون بالواجبات ويجتنبون المحرمات ويجتنبون المكروهات ويتقربون إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى بالمستحبات. الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله says there are proofs in the Quran, آيات in the Quran that shows the increase of iman, that iman increases. And we have narrations in the Sunnah that point out to the decrease of iman. Rather, the Shaykh, he says, also you find in the Quran proofs that iman decrease as well. That iman decrease. We have ayat that talks about the increase of iman, while we have other ayat that talks about the decrease of iman, that iman decreases as well. Just to mention, as a, from the etiquette of the gathering and a circle of knowledge, is that you don't sit far by yourself. And the ulama, they always point out to this, that a person sit with his brothers. You get closer to the circle and be with the Muslims in their circle. Unless if a person have a reason, that's something else. But a person gets closer. Alhamdulillah, there is enough room on the walls here. I understand some people, maybe they have bad backs or whatever. They cannot sit. They have to lean against something. We have chairs. Alhamdulillah, you can sit on a chair in a class. No problem. Or you can sit and lean against the wall. But to sit far by yourself, this is not good. And the ulama, they mentioned that. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that as well. Innama يأكل الذئب القاسية. The wolf always get the stray and lonely sheep. So alhamdulillah, we don't want anyone to come here and say, "What's that? Why is that brother?" And they don't want him amongst them. We want you amongst us. It's different if somebody is there for a reason. Like I said, somebody's sick, whatever the case. But the Muslim should stay with his brothers. Get closer, alhamdulillah, be a part of the circle of knowledge, so that he can be from those people who, inshallah, benefit from what those people benefit, inshallah ta'ala. That's just a reminder. So this religion is based on that, on nasiha, ad-dinu, and nasiha. And of course, keep in mind, when we see someone sitting in the back, inshallah, like I said, they may have their own reasons, maybe they're sick, they don't want to be closer to the people, they have a flu or something like that. Sometimes a person, maybe they waiting for a phone call and they don't want to disturb anybody. It's like, look, I'm going to be in the back, still here, alhamdulillah, learning, because maybe they're waiting for a very important call. I'm just trying to find excuses for my brothers, you know. This is what the Muslim do for his brothers. You got to find an excuse. As one of the Salaf, he says, look, whenever you see something from your brother that you don't like, try to find an excuse for him. Try your best. He said, and after that, if you couldn't find an excuse, say to yourself, maybe he has one, I just don't know what it is. Allahu Akbar. But some people, they are really fast to judge people and cross them from the list. What list? Like, did you make that list to start crossing people of it? I don't know what list it is. This is the etiquette, ya akhwan, to remind one another, because the reminder benefits the believers. Jazakumullah khair and barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillah, you see good. Sometimes people, they hear the reminder and they act upon it immediately. And the khair, wallahi, khair. When people, that's why Allah says, and remind them, for indeed the reminder benefits the believers. And Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if anyone that seeking the truth, he wants to get the haqq, he says, one dalil is enough. He says, but if a person will follow his desires, he's on another program, he says, 1,000 dalil won't be enough for that person. وَهَذِهِ نِعْمَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. May Allah make us from those who, when they are reminded, they act upon the reminder. Because some people, they get offended. Why he's talking about me? I ain't mentioned no name. No offended, ya akhwan. We are human beings. We are trying to learn together, and we have to remind one another and to invite one another to do good. That's what it is about. Jazakumullah khair and barakallahu feekum. Tayyib. So the Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, he mentioned this ayah in Surat Fatir. Surat Fatir. What ayah we mentioned? Remember? Huh? What was the number, the ayah number? 32. Then we gave the book, the Quran, for inheritance to such of our slaves, whom we chose, the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then of them are some who wronged their own selves. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three categories of the people. Okay, from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims upon Tawheed, he says, from them are some who wronged their own selves. Sheikh Rabi', he stopped here and he says, because of decrease in their iman. You see? These people who wrong themselves because of their iman, because of the state of their faith. Because of the state, they weaken iman, that's why they wrong themselves. Okay? By falling into sins and disobedience and the like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and of them, that's the first category, those who wrong themselves by sins and transgression and the like. And of them are some who follow a middle course. Muqtasid. And from them, and of them are some who are by Allah's leave foremost in good deeds. Foremost in good deeds. Shaykh Rabi Habarat Ali said this ayah, this tremendous verse 32 in Surah Fatir, chapter 35. Shaykh Rabi Habarat Ali says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three categories of people. The believers, that they inherit this book, the Quran. They followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and believed in him. They are of three categories. They are those who wrong themselves. He said, these are the sinners. Those who commit sins. He says, because their iman is deficient. Naqis. That's why they fall into sins, because of the state of their faith. State of iman. They weaken iman, that's why they fall into sins. The second category, those who are muqtasid, they are to the middle course. What do you mean? He said, these are, in this category, these are those muwahidun, those Muslims who they act upon the obligations and stay away from the prohibitions. They do what they are commanded to do, and they stay away from the thing they were commanded to stay away from. Is the second category. And the third category, those who are foremost to do good deeds. Who are they? The Shaykh said they are those who fulfill the obligations and stay away from the prohibitions. Likewise, they stay away from things that are disliked. And they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with optional acts of worship. Once again, the first category, the Shaykh says, mentioned in this ayah 32 in Surah Fatir, and they are all, alhamdulillah, Muslims upon Tawheed, but they are those who wrong themselves because of their deficiency in iman. Because of a deficiency in faith, they fall short and they wrong themselves by committing sins and by disobeying the commands of Allah, disobeying the commands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second category of people in this ayah, there are those who are muqtasid, mutawassid. They are in the middle course. Why they are in this category is because they act upon the obligations. They fulfill the obligations and stay away from the prohibition. They stay away from the prohibitions. They don't fall into the haram and they act upon what they are commanded. And the third category, those who are sabiquna bil khairat, they foremost. Why? Because they do what the second category do. They fulfill the obligations. They stay away from the prohibitions. But also they stay away from the makruhat. The things that are disliked. Even if it's disliked, they leave it alone. And the things that are not obligatory upon them, but recommended, optional, they do those things as well, seeking nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn, it's for us to pay attention and to see. Now everyone should categorize himself. Where do we stand? Where are you at? We would love to say, look, I'm in the third category, inshallah. But our actions will prove to that, or will put us in where we belong. You know, not just the way we look and what we claim, but we have to be realistic. And that's why we're learning, because we learn so that we can correct our mistakes. These classes, we pay attention so that we see where we are. Because just claiming to be a pan-Salafiyya, it's not enough. It's a beautiful thing, alhamdulillah, that we ascribe ourselves to the way of the Salaf. the way of the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim. That's what he means to be upon the way of the Salaf. It has nothing to do with your color, what country you come from, what language do you speak. It has to do with one thing. If you say you're upon the way of the Salaf, mean you're on the path that the companions they were upon in everything, in i'tiqad, in belief, in ibadat, acts of worship, in mu'amalat, dealings and transactions, in akhlaq and manners. Naam. But then you find, I'll talk about myself. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah and we praise Him that He guide us. We are not upon the way of the Khawarij, alhamdulillah. Allah saved us from that. Some people are upon the way of the Khawarij and they believe that this is the right thing. And you see what they're doing these days? Killing people, innocent people with no right, and they think, no, that's the best thing to do. You see? They believe that this is the best thing to do, actually. Beheading people, killing masses of people, they think that's actually from Islam. Which is the reality, it's not from Islam. All these actions of terrorists and terrorism is not from Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, save us from being upon the way of Jahmiyyah, or Murji'ah, or Khawarij, or Mu'tazila, or Ash'ariyah, or Sufiyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the modern, you know, deviant sects, such as the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, or the Qutbiyun, or the Shabab in Somalia, or was the Khawarij, or Al-Qaeda, or Tabligh, and the like, or the Ahbash. Allah save us from all these things, alhamdulillah. We're not upon the way of the Shia neither, alhamdulillah. We are upon the way of the Salaf. Who are the Salaf, once again? The Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhi. But then we have to always say, look, is the belief of the Sahaba, or we were on something else? So when you come to this class, you come to check. Because this, when we're reading to you from the statement of the ulama of the Salaf, who are upon the minhaj of the Salaf, likewise, in ibadat, how you perform actions of worship, do you perform them according to the way of the Salaf or not? Your transactions, your buying, selling, loans, this, that, you borrowing money or lending money to someone, how you deal with the people, properties that you move in, when you work for somebody, or somebody work for you, when you travel with somebody. So how is your behavior, your attitude, your manners, your morals, your etiquettes? Are they, if we say we're upon the way of the Salaf, then everything has to be in accordance to what they were upon. And we're not going to be perfect, of course. This is why these classes, when we come with this attitude, I'm not concerned with the person next to me. First, yeah, that's my brother, I want good for him, but I got to look. I gotta see where I'm at now. You know, I cannot be calling people to jump on the bus while I'm sitting on a bench and the bus is about to leave. No, I gotta get secure a seat myself. And then invite the people, okay, this is the bus that going to that destination. Let's go, come on, get in. Likewise, we have to be on this path and call the people to it. Not just calling to it, but we're the people far away from it. May Allah have mercy on us. So we see, no doubt we want to be from the third category, those who, mashallah, they act upon the obligation, they stay away from the prohibitions, and they stay away from the makruhat, they compete one another to do what is pleasing to Allah, by doing that which is optional. But inshallah, this is what we want to get to, yarhamukallah. قال الشيخ ومن الفرق الضالة الكرامية الذين يقولون إن الإيمان هو النطق باللسان. هؤلاء من فرق المرجئة. Then now the Shaykh, after he mentioned, once he mentioned the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, and this is the right عقيدة that we ask Allah to keep us firm upon. Now he mentioned in refutation of certain deviant sects, so that we can be aware of that, so we don't fall into, and also if we are around people who have these ideologies and these false ideologies, we try our best to provide them with the information. they accept it or not, that's not up to us. As you're all aware that guidance is two types. Hidayatul Irshad, Al-Bayan, that's alhamdulillah. If you have knowledge, yes, you make things clear to the people. Whether you by yourself, if you are qualified, or at least give them a book. If you see someone say, look, Iman is only statement by the tongue, that's it, no actions. You pray, don't pray, fast, don't fast, steal, don't steal, it's all the same. If you really know this matter, you can talk to them. If you can present, because now you have to present the Adilla, from Quran, from the Sunnah, like the Sheikh did. If you don't, at least remember this book. And you don't have to talk to a person if you don't know. Wait, get the book and then give it to them as a gift. Or if you cannot get all the book, you can just, mashallah, what the Sheikh is mentioning here is found in so many other references. You can download stuff from the internet and just copy, paste, and print, and give them a page or two, alhamdulillah, or three, akhi, read this, jazakallah khair. That's it. If Allah wants good for that person, he's going to go and read it, he's going to come to you and say, jazakallah khair. But if Allah didn't want good to know them, you can give them thousands of copies, and still they're going to be on what they are upon, because the other type of guidance, hidayat al-tawfiq, the guidance of success, this is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So one of the deviant sects al-karamiyya, what they say? They say iman is statement by the tongue, that's it. And they are one of the groups of murji'ah. Remember the murji'ah? They are a deviant sect. Al-iman عندهم هو النطق باللسان. You see? So them, iman is a statement of the tongue. That's it. That's iman. So, قال عندهم منافق مؤمن. So, according to this deviant sect, the hypocrite is a believer. You see? The hypocrite is a believer to them. You see? Why? Because the hypocrite says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because the hypocrite, they say it with their tongue. Al-Munafiq shahida la ilaha illallah wa Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. The believer, the hypocrite, they say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the munafiqun, naam, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُنَا قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ قَالُوا شفت إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ أَيْنَ لَكَاذِبُونَ فهم كاذبون رغم أنهم قالوا in سورة المنافقون in the beginning of it. When the hypocrites come to you and they say, we bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. And Allah knows that you are truly His messenger. And Allah bear witness that the hypocrites are liars. They say it with their tongue, but they're liars. إِذَنْ هُمْ يَقُولُونَ الْإِيمَانُ هُوَ النُّطْقُ بِاللِّسَانِ فَقَطْ. So this deviant sect, the branch of the murji'ah, they say that iman is just a statement of the tongue. If somebody said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he's a believer. That's it. لا أعمال القلوب ولا أعمال الجوارح ولا الاعتقاد ولا شيء. فقط النطق باللسان وهذا ضلال يقول. So then they say, look, if a person say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that's it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's it. No actions of the heart. From khashya, tawakkul, istighatha, inaba, rahba, khashya, la. No actions of the limbs. Nothing. No salat, no zakat, no tahara, no hajj. No belief. Nothing. It's enough for a person to say with his tongue, La ilaha illallah. That's it. The Sheikh says, no doubt this is a dalal. This is misguidance, wa'iyadu billah. وينسب إليهم بعض أهل العلم أنهم يقولون إن المنافق في الجنة. Some of the ulama, they even mention that this deviant sect, they even say that the hypocrites would be in Jannah. The hypocrites are in the Jannah, وعياذ بالله. لكن شيخ الإسلام يرد هذه الدعوة يقول بل هم يرون أن المنافق في النار وهذا تناقض منهم وجهل. But شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه تعالى, he mentioned that they see that the hypocrite is in the hellfire. So some of them said this and this. Shaykh said this is a contradiction from them and amongst their ranks because of the jahl wal iyad billah, ignorance. قال وهنا يقول ينقل المصنف بإسناده عن الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله أنه سئل عن الإيمان في معنى الزيادة والنقصان فيقول رحمه الله حدثنا الحسن بن موسى الأشيب حدثنا حماد بن سلمة عن أبي جعفر الخطمي عن أبيه عن جده عن عمر بن حبيب قال الإيمان يزيد وينقص, الإيمان يزيد وينقص. فقيل وما زيادته وما نقصانه؟ قال إذا ذكرنا الله فحمدناه وسبحناه فتلك زيادته, وإذا غفلنا وضيعنا ونسينا فذلك نقصان. And in here, الإمام الصابوني أبي عثمان رحمه الله, he mentioned in the matn, in this chapter, with his isnad, chain of narration, to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal رحمه الله, that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal رحمه الله, he was asked about Iman. Mean as related to Iman, does Iman increase and decrease? So Imam Ahmad, he gave him the answer also with the narration, chain of narration that goes to Umar ibn Habib, who says that Iman increases and decreases. That Iman yazid wa yanqus. That faith, Iman increases and decreases. Then he was asked, what make Iman increase and what make Iman decreases? How Iman increases and how it decreases? He says, if we remember Allah and praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how Iman increases. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what make Iman increases. But if we are heedless and negligent and we forget about the remembrance of Allah, that's what takes away from Iman. That's how Iman decreases. That's how Iman decreases. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى هذا الإسناد نبه المحقق إلى ضعفه لأن هذا أبا جعفر الخطمي اسمه عمير بن يزيد أبوه يزيد مجهول في الإسناد لكن حتى ولو لم يثبت هذا فإنه ثبت من طرق أخرى نقل عن الصحابة وعن التابعين وعن أئمة الإسلام أن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. The Sheikh mentioned a little bit of science of hadith in this statement here of Imam Ahmad, especially in the Isnad. He says the Muhaqqiq, he mentioned that this Isnad is weak, ضعيف. Why? Because of this man Abu Ja'far al-Khatmi. His name is Umayr ibn Yazid. The problem is his father, Yazid. He's majhul. He's not known. Who is this man? He's not known. And that's the science of hadith, of isnad. The ulama of hadith, alhamdulillah, they know the men, al-rijal, ya'rifun al-rijal. And they look at the chain of narration. They know the chain of narration. And based on that, they look at those men who narrated this hadith. Because sometimes this man heard it from this man, from this one, go back to a companion. So if they find that there is a problem with one or more, or maybe all of them, until then that has something to do with actually that's what decides the authenticity of hadith or its weakness. Okay, one of the ways, by the way. So the isnad, and the ulama of the salaf, they says had it not been for the isnad, the hadith be gone. You see? Because now anybody can lie and say, hey, so-and-so heard from so-and-so, the Prophet said. No, the ulama, they said, سَمُّ رِجَالَكُمْ. Bring, you said, this is a hadith, where did you hear it from? سَمُّ رِجَالَكُمْ. Name the people you hear from, so we'll see if they are from the people of hadith or not. Now, by the way, Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, just an example, I want to ask you a question, okay, but I'm going to tell you the story first. That Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he was asked once about takhlil bayn al-asabi' fi al-wudu, washing between the toes in wudu, and he says, you don't have to do that. But after the class, one of his students came to him, look at the adab of the students, and he said to him, but we have a hadith. Imam Malik said, what is the hadith? So the student told him the hadith. Then Imam Malik said, this hadith is sahih. But he never heard it before. This is the first time he heard the hadith. First time. Because if he knew the hadith sahih before, he won't say to people no. So once the student, he says, we have a hadith in this matter. He said, what is it? He told him the hadith. He said, it's sahih. And he heard it the first time. How Imam Malik could know that the hadith was sahih? Because he told him the isnad. You see, because the student of mine, he told him, حَدَّثَنَا فُلَانَ عَنْ فُلَانَ عَنْ فُلَانَ. Imam Malik, he know that chain of narration is sound. Aina barakallahu feekum. See? Anyway, the Shaykh says, if this author is not sound, well, alhamdulillah, he says, we have so many other ways that is transmitted from the companions, from the tabi'een, from the great Imam of Islam, that iman is a statement and actions, not just statements. Statements and actions increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. Now, نعم. So the Shaykh Abu Ta'ala says, نعم. Being heedless and negligent lead a person to immense to decrease. Man, this is how a person decreases in iman, being heedless, not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, and we have a hadith of Hanzala, radiallahu anhu. The hadith, there is a colleague by Imam Muslim in Kitab al-Tawbah. I'm going to mention to you the hadith in English. Because of the lack of time. Hanzala, radiallahu anhu, this companion, this noble companion, he says, he met Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr said to him, how are you, Hanzala? Kayfa anta ya Hanzala? He said, nafaqa Hanzala. He said to him, Hanzala became a hypocrite. SubhanAllah. Abu Bakr said to him, SubhanAllah, what are you saying? So he said to him, he explained to him why he made that statement. He said, look, when we are around the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he reminds us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the hellfire and the Jannah, as though we are looking at them. As though we are looking at the Jannah and the hellfire in front of our eyes. But once we leave the gathering of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we mix with our wives and our children and our jobs and field, and we forget a lot. And we forget. Abu Bakr said, by Allah, we experience the same thing. So, Alhamdulillah said, so me and Abu Bakr, we went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Alhamdulillah says, once we get in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, نافق حنظلة يا رسول الله. حنظلة became a hypocrite, O Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what is that? Why are you making this statement? So he mentioned to him the same thing. He says, when we are around you and you remind us and you talk about the hellfire, about the Jannah, as though we are looking at the Jannah and the hellfire. But once we leave your gathering and we mix with our wives and our children and we're amongst them and our wealth and the like, we forget much of that. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, by the one who's in his hand my soul is, meaning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you continue to be on the same state that you will be upon when you are amongst me or around me as related to the remembrance of Allah, the angels will shake your hands in your beds and in your paths. But he said to him, وَلَكِنْ يَا حَنْضَلَ سَاعَ وَسَاعَ ثَلَاثَ مَرَةً. He said, but حَنْضَلَ, there is a time for this and time for that. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, if you remember, those who be with us in the classes of the explanation of Riyad Salihin on Wednesdays after Asr, even though that class is for the women, but some brothers, they attend and they benefit, alhamdulillah. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he explained that. He said, meaning that, in the times when you are learning, remembering Allah, be serious and seek knowledge and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try your best, but still you have other time to attend to other things, the rights. Your body has a right, you gotta get some sleep, you gotta go to eat and this, and then your family members have a right over you. So look here, Shaykh Rabi' hafidhahu ta'ala, he says, Hanzala, he accused himself with hypocrisy. He accused himself with nifaq. And he says, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a hypocrite. Why? He says, because he says, in a time, because he doesn't, because of doing halal things, enjoying his wives and spending good time with the children and the like. Said, but it's not the same when they are around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, he distinguished between the two cases. The time when they remember Allah as though they see the hellfire and the Jannah in front of them. As though they're looking at the Jannah. They see the Hur al-Ain and the palaces and all the mansions that Allah has prepared for the believers. Likewise, from them remembering Allah, as though they see the hellfire, all the punishment in it, all the chains and all the filth and the punishment and the torment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the evildoers, and their iman increases. But the times when they are not focusing like this and remembering Allah in this case, he says, they decrease their iman. Decrease. We stop here. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.